Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. I'm Xiaolan. Today, we are going to teach you how to say to get angry in Chinese. We have a very angry person here, Jesse from Transition. Hi, Jesse, 你好。
你好。
Oh, yeah, you sound very angry.
Did I do
silly. Anything wrong? Okay, you sound really angry. All right. I'll behave myself, but I still need to deliver the teaching part. The way to say angry in Chinese, 生气。
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 You sound really angry.
I'm trying my best.
Yeah, okay. 生 is 生。
生。
气。
气。
Yeah, there are two words. The first word, 生, is to give birth.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, you don't get angry when you give birth. You should have a lot of joy. So to give birth...is 生, and then later on, 生 also, has more meanings, in terms of, the usage of it. That also means to grow, and then to come up with something. And the shape of the character originally was from, a bud coming out from the plant.
Right, yeah.
And that shows like a sign of new life.
Yeah.
So, to give birth. And then, 气, that means air.
Okay.Yeah.
Yeah, and then this is actually according to, the traditional Chinese medicine.
Oh, okay.
And then we all have the qi flowing inside our body. And then to generate, 生气, to generate your qi. This is qi, it's the same as a lot of people, they know, oh, qi gong. That's
yep.
the same word, qi.
Yep.
So 生气, that means to get angry.
生气。
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 Yeah, and then to say, okay, not to get angry.不生气。
不生气。
不生气。
生气。不生气。
Yeah, 生气 is to get angry, and then not to get angry. 不生气。
不生气。
Yeah, I remember when I was in the university and I was in the dorm with a few other girls, and then some of them, they would put some motto on the wall. And one of them, she put 不生气 on the wall. And I guess she probably tried to remind herself not to get angry all the time, not to get upset.For small things.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a good reminder.
Yeah, it is. 不生气.
Do you know what she was annoyed about?
Probably her boyfriend. I guess. So, and to okay. describe, so, yeah. okay, I am so angry.
Yeah.
Right. So here, I is 我.
Mm.
To describe so angry.
Yeah.
So, very much, we say 很.
很.
So, 我很生气。
我很生气。
Yeah, I'm so upset. I'm angry.
I think you're starting to sound angry now. This is good. I knew you could do a great angry voice.
I need to make an effort because I'm actually in a great mood. Okay, so 我很生气。
我很生气。
I'm so upset. I'm so angry. Right, so 我很生气。
I'm scared now.
Okay, the way to say it, 我很生气。
我很生气。
Or if I look at you, you just come in and then, oh gosh, your face look green and blue and then changing to purple and you don't, and you are sweating, you don't look very happy. So I say, hey, Jesse, 你生气吗?
你生气吗?
Yeah, 你 is you, 生气。ma is a spoken question mark.
Yeah.
你生气吗?
你生气吗?
Or I can say, hey, 你生气了吗?
Okay.
Yeah, you can add 了。Which
right.
is the same as 你生气吗? It's just a different way of expressing yourself. 你生气了吗?
你生气了吗?
Yeah, so if I keep on teasing you and making fun of you and being rude to you, and after doing that for a few minutes, I say, hey, after all that, 你生气了吗?
你生气了吗?
You can say, no, of course not.
That was such a mischievous tone. Yeah, that's right, yeah.
yeah.
You know exactly what you're doing.
Exactly. And you know, some people, when they... get angry, they don't really express it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
it's like a passive aggressive type. Mm. Then we say 生闷气。
生闷气。
Yeah, 生闷气。So we add 闷 in between 生 and 气。
Mm.
闷 is quite interesting. It's a word that, is a heart inside a door. So when your heart is trapped inside the door,You feel like, oh no, there's something I just can't say, but I really feel that strongly, but I can't express it.
Right.
And I can't tell you.
Yeah.
So that means 闷.
闷.
Yeah. So passive aggressive type of anger. 生闷气.
生闷气.
Yeah. I guess this happens a lot, between lovers.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Between couples.
Sure.
And between family members.
yeah.
With friends, we tend to be more direct and we tend to speak out.If
yep.
possible, and with work colleagues too. But people who tend to do 生闷气, they tend to be people who are too close to say something. 生闷气.
生闷气.
Yeah. So when you have someone you know who get angry easily, you can say 容易生气. Yeah. 容易 means easy. Like 容 is actually someone's facial expression, and then 易 means easy.
Okay. So easily angered.
Yeah. 容易生气.
容易生气.
Yep. So are you a person who get angry easily? Then that's a long sentence, long yep. question in English.
Yeah.
But all I can ask in Chinese to express the same meaning.
Yeah.
Hi, Jesse. 你容易生气吗?
你容易生气吗?
Yeah. 你, you, easily get angry. 你容易生气吗?
不容易生气.
Yeah. 你可以说不会.
不会. Oh, that's even shorter.
Exactly. 不会. Just say, no, I'm very cool. I stay cool. Uh-huh. I don't get angry easily.
不会.
Oh, 我是啊. 是, yeah. 我容易生气. Yes.
我容易生气.
Yeah. 我容易生气. You can say, 是,不是,会,不会. Uh-huh. They are sort of interchangeable in this case.
Yep.
Yeah. I get angry easily or no, I don't get angry easily.
Mm-hmm.
你容易生气吗?
容易生气吗?
Okay.
你呢? 容易生气吗?
不容易. 不容易 means not easily.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also means difficult. But of course, in English, you can say not easy and difficult. They are slightly different.
Yeah.
So 不容易.
不容易.
不容易生气.
And that just takes the words from the question and rephrases it.
Exactly. But don't take that as a literal meaning, because don't cross the line.
Yeah, that's right.
Everybody always has a line, but my line is quite far back.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's no point getting angry.
Yeah.
Getting angry is not necessary. And also, the only person who gets upset is you. So why bother? Everybody else was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a life philosophy. Just 不容易生气.
不容易生气.
Then you stay healthy.
That's true. Yeah, there's lots of benefits.
Yeah.
Also, you've got a good sense of humor, so that means you can take things which other people would find, you know, makes them angry and actually laugh it off.
Yeah, laugh it off and don't take yourself seriously. That's mm-hmm. the best life philosophy I can share, I think. Okay, so today we talk about to get angry, 生气.
生气.
To say someone angry in silence, we say 生闷气.
生闷气.
Someone who gets angry very easily, 容易生气.
容易生气.
To say very angry, 好生气.
好生气.
Or 很生气.
很生气.
Or 非常生气.
非常生气.
Yeah, and to say, hey, Jesse, 不要生气了.
不要生气了.
Yeah, they say, hey, calm down, don't get angry. 不要生气.
That's useful. That'll wind people up even more.
Oh, yeah. You can mainly telling the grumpy children,
yeah.
say, 不要生气. It's nothing.
Yeah.
不要生气.
不要生气.
Yeah, this is a very useful word. You can just say, hey, come on, stay cool.
Yeah.
不要生气.
不要生气.
不要 means not to have, not to want. So 不要生气.
不要生气.
Okay, I hope you enjoy this episode. And then whatever mood you are when you are listening to our Get Angry episode, please 不要生气了.
不要生气了.
Life is good.
That's right.
Okay, thank you, Jesse, for joining us. I hope you enjoy this episode because we are all happy. 不要生气. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. 再见, 再见, Jesse.
再见.